Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. I'm Pauline. Thanks for sharing your weekend with us.
Hi everyone, my name is Peter. Welcome to our Saturday review show.
Hey Peter, are you planning to do anything fun this weekend?
Well, actually, yes.
Oh, really? What?
Help teach our Saturday review show, of course.
Okay, I see. I guess that is pretty fun. Friends, let's get the fun started. Here are all those great lessons we had this week. Hey, Matt, are you busy tonight? Some of us are going bowling.
Thanks, but I study every night. I take online classes.
Great! Are your classes fun?
Yes, and I only need a computer and Wi-Fi.
How convenient! But you're very busy. You work and study?
Yes, sometimes I can't finish my homework. Where can I study tonight?
Hi, Matt. Are you studying tonight?
Yes, but I'm tired.
Go to the Jungle Cafe. You can study and drink coffee.
I can't study at the Jungle Cafe. It's too noisy.
Well, you can go to the library. It's quiet.
The library is too quiet. I may fall asleep. Hi, Susie. Can I sit with you?
You can sit with me now, but I'm having a meeting here later.
Why here? You could just meet at the office.
I enjoy having conversations at cafes.
Cafes are more relaxing. Everyone can get a cup of coffee or a snack.
Yes, a cafe is a good place for groups to meet.
Hey, Matt. Are you studying?
Yes, I'm trying to.
When I was a student, I studied at fast food restaurants.
Why? They're so noisy.
My home is noisier. At the restaurant, I'd order a drink and sit at a table. Then I'd study for a long time.
Really? That's not very polite. Restaurants need their tables for other customers.
Are you ready for the Olympics, James?
Sure, Susie. The Winter Olympics start this Friday.
Yes, they're in Pyeongchang, Korea. But people will watch the Olympics all over the world.
That's right. And more than 80 nations will send athletes to the Olympics.
They will compete in 15 different sports.
I can't wait to watch them.
The Olympics start on February 9th. They finish on February 25th. Will you watch all of the games?
No, I won't. I don't have that much time. There are 102 events, so they will give out 102 gold medals.
That's a lot.
It's the most ever for a Winter Olympics.
What is the most popular event?
Probably ladies figure skating.
Hey, Alex! The Winter Olympics start tomorrow. You're going to watch some of it, aren't you?
Of course! I really like watching the Winter Olympics. I'm looking forward to the opening ceremony.
Me too. My favorite part is the Parade of Nations.
And I like the Olympic torch.
You can see all of that on Friday evening's broadcast.
I know.
What are your favorite events to watch?
I like to watch team events. The four-man bobsled races are really exciting.
I like watching both men's and women's figure skating. I really admire the skaters.
They train hard for the Olympics.
I know, and they look so calm and confident on the ice.
I couldn't do that.
Is it time for an e-report? Right, my name is Gabe, and here I am in Kaohsiung County, in the Dashu Township. I have a very special report just for you in just a minute. 我要继续抓宝一下。Oh, hi, 你好。不好意思，哪里可以抓宝？ Over here? Right.Yes, right over here. Good, good, good. 抓宝抓宝哪里可以抓宝抓宝抓它不是宝
Gabe!
Rebecca!
What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? I'm doing an e-report.
Hey, I'm filming an e-report.
Oh, but this is my e-report. It's about a treasure...on my phone.
Wait, did you say a treasure?
Yes, 我要抓宝. That's what this e-report is all about.
Well, congratulations, you found the treasure. We're at the Sanhe Tile Kiln. It's a national treasure.
Wait, a national treasure?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we're going to be rich?
No, no, Gabe. At this treasure, they make bricks and tiles. Fascinating, right?
Whoa!
Come on, I'll show you around.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
The Sanhe Tile Kiln is a traditional brick and tile factory of almost 100 years. It is a national treasure. National treasures are people, things, and buildings that governments feel are very valuable. They represent the culture of their area.
For over 100 years, workers at the Sanhe Tile Kiln have made bricks and tiles that are used to build houses and buildings. Today, the Sanhe Tile Kiln is a factory of cultural heritage.
Wow, these kilns are huge!Did you know that these three kilns will be 100 years old this year?
And did you know that these kilns can hold 50,000 bricks at one time? And 100,000 tiles. They're pretty big.
Workers must control the temperature inside the kiln and increase it slowly until it reaches over 1,000 degrees.If the temperature gets too hot too quickly, or if the temperature goes up and down while the bricks are baking, the bricks will be ruined.
Keeping the kiln at the right temperature is not an easy job, especially since the bricks need to bake for a very long time. In fact, from start to finish, the process of making bricks can take 3 to 4 months.
I know it's winter, but I am sweating right now. It is really hot and humid in here. You know that when the kiln is actually burning, the temperatures can reach 1,100 degrees Celsius.
Oh, I am so glad it's not that hot right now. But still, it's very hot and humid, especially where we're standing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at all these bricks. This makes me very curious.How are bricks made?
Rebecca, there's only one way to find out. Come on.
Okay.
Good question, Rebecca. To make good bricks, you need suitable clay and water. But what's a good place to dig clay out of the ground?
Dashu Township of Kaohsiung has some of the best clay and water. That's why Sanhe Tile Kiln produces great quality bricks.
Here at the Sanhe Tile Kiln, they create special clay flower tiles. After they create these beautiful patterns on the tiles, they put the tiles together.
Hey, did you know that clay absorbs water? Look at this. Wow. That's why a lot of rooftop shingles are made from clay. They protect the house from the rain.
But these tiles and clay are not only used for building buildings and rooftop shingles. Look what I have here, Rebecca. It's a soap dish.
And look what I have here. I have a coaster. It's very convenient because if you spill water on this coaster, no big deal. The clay will absorb the water.
There's even a special classroom here where you can make brick souvenirs to take home. 你可以做完纪念品带回家. That's what we're doing right now.
And once we finish our brick souvenirs, we're going to bake them. And then we'll have a special souvenir that we can bring home so that we can always remember our day here at Sanhe Tile Kiln. But how do you make this brick souvenir?
Yeah, good question. Let's ask Lucy. Teacher Lucy.
Lucy.
This is probably the most popular part of visiting the Sanhe Tile Kiln, making something yourself.
And there are so many different options that you can choose from. All you need is little bricks and some cement.
I decided to make a pencil holder.
And I decided to make something that looked like a brick house.
See? Halfway there.
You have to be very careful when putting the bricks and cement together.
I got a small one right here.
我赢了，他输了。
Gabe, you didn't win. We were only halfway done.
Oh, man. The possibilities are endless.
And we're done!
Yeah, look what I made! It even has a kitten on it. This is Mittens My Kitten.
Thank you so much, Lucy. You know, this makes me think, if you want to build something to last, sometimes it takes time and hard work. But good things come to those who wait.
Now, we worked really hard on our brick souvenirs, but thank goodness, we only had to wait 1 hour.
Yeah. Friends, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for the E-Report, and we'll see you next time.
Wow, what a great week of lessons. Peter, which one was your favorite?
Oh, well, I always enjoy our E-Report, but I think my favorite has to be the Winter Olympics.
Oh, hey, you never asked me what I'm going to do this weekend.
Oh, okay, Pauline, what are you going to do this weekend?
Watch the Olympics, of course. The opening ceremony was so beautiful, and now the events begin.
Very nice, yes. I am looking forward to watching some of my favorite athletes compete. So, are you going to do anything else this weekend, Pauline?
Well, I need to study for my Chinese class. We have a test this week, so I might go to a coffee shop and study.
Oh, right. Well, we talked about that, too. Matt is also taking some classes right now. He's taking online classes. They are convenient, but still a lot of work.
Right. He was really tired this week. Poor guy. I hope he gets some sleep over the weekend.
Me too. Oh, so I guess you're not going to the Sanhe brick kiln this weekend, right, Pauline?
No, I'd love to. That was such an interesting lesson. 100-year-old kiln that still works? I think that's amazing. but it's a little far away to go to just for the weekend.
That makes sense. Well, friends, we are enjoying reviewing with you, but it's time for a quick break.
Welcome back, friends. This week we had some interesting lessons and learned some great new words.
And not only that, we also watched some really fun features. Do you have any favorite feature friends like Jack Files or Super Sentence Man, Question Time, Calendar Phrase, Jungle Chit Chat?
There are so many great ones to choose from. Well, let's go ahead and watch some of them together now.
The flowers of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about the Olympics. Please help me welcome Ms. Olympia Winter to the show.
Hello, Rob.
Olympia, you are an athlete, right?
Well, I used to be, Rob. Now, I'm a coach.
What sport do you coach?
Well, I coach Olympic skiing, alpine skiing.
Did you ever compete in the Olympics?
Yes, Rob, I did.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Harry Winston of London, England. Harry writes, "The Winter Olympics start tomorrow. I love watching the Olympics, but I am wondering, how did the Olympics get its name?"
That's a great question, Harry. To answer that, we need to talk a little about the history of the Olympics.
All right. What is the history of the Olympics, Olympia?
Well, the modern Olympic Games are sports competitions. They are like the ancient Olympic Games. Those were held in Greece.
So the ancient Greek Olympic Games were a sporting event as well?
Yes. They were called the Olympic Games because they were held in a place called Olympia, Greece.
That makes sense. When did the modern Olympic Games start?
The modern Olympic Games began in 1896 in Athens, Greece. Athletes from 13 nations competed in 43 events.
Were they the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics?
Originally, the Olympics were only held in the summer. The first Winter Olympics were in 1924 in Chamonix, France.
Interesting. Thanks, Olympia. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, Corey, Super Sentence Man, I think our company is doing very, very well.
Yes, Bonnie, it's amazing. I can't believe we only started this company last year.
And now we have already grown so much.
Many people buy our things, and we have made wonderful things.
We have made many important things.
Yes.
And we have made lots and lots of money.
Right.
Super Sentence Man, aren't you excited about this?
Oh, I'm excited about super sentences.
Huh?
We're talking about our company's success. We have made lots of money.
And that was a super sentence. The super sentence is, some people have made something. You said we have made many wonderful and important things.
We have.
And we have made lots of money.
Yes, we have.
And because of our money, we have made many new friends.
Oh, yes. We have made many rich friends.
We have made many rich friends. Another super sentence. But are they real friends?
Huh?
We have made lots of money, and we have made many friends. But are they true friends?
Well, does that matter?
Yeah, is that important?
Well, is money the most important thing?
Well, yeah.
What will we do with our money? Will we help other people with it? And wait, somebody else needs my help. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And there are more important things than money.
Maybe he's right. We have made lots of money. Maybe we should help people with our money?
Yes. I'll give my money to you.
Oh, and I'll give some of my money to you.
We can help each other.
Those features are so much fun. Friends, thanks for joining us to review all of those great moments from our shows this week.
Now, friends, it's time to go out and enjoy the rest of the weekend and maybe have a conversation with a friend in English.
That sounds great. And we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.